Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Lewisburg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. As you know, if you are a regular listener to our program, we talk about success, your success, and practical tips and tools for you to implement right now. As soon as you listen to this show and get off the phone or get off your computer or go off into another room, head off to lunch, get home from work, things that you can put into practice today, right now, to help you feel more successful. Oh, and the meaning of success, that is totally up to you. You get to define it, whatever it is that you want to do, be, or have in life. You get to decide. That's your choice. You know, they say success is a journey, and to me that means along the way, we are constantly making tweaks and adjustments. We're changing our thoughts about it constantly. What does it mean to you to be successful? Is it a thing or is it a feeling? In my mind, for it to be long-term, steadfast, sturdy success, it all begins inside with my thoughts about it. The choices that I make based on those thoughts and then the actions that I take, and I believe that that's true for you too, the choices you make and the actions you take. On our show, we talk about tips that you can use to help yourself feel more successful and move toward what it is you have, what you want to be, do, or have in life. Building your confidence, recognizing your accomplishments, being a better communicator, helping define what it is you really want it by setting goals and going after it. And today we're going to be talking about another important topic related to success, and that is how you deal with change. Today I want to talk about how you handle Plan B. I was with a friend of mine over the weekend, and she said, success is about how you handle Plan B when Plan A doesn't work. Are you ready to step up to the plate and make different things come up in your path work for you, or are you resisting? The only thing we can control about change is our response to it. So how do you handle it? With grace and ease or with stress and hissy fits? It's summertime, and I want to use the analogy of baseball with this particular topic. Today's episode is called Change-Ups and Curveballs. And I want to start with a quote. It's by a writer named Alan Saunders, and we've all heard this, I know. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Isn't it funny you look back on all these grand plans that you might be making and scheduling out every hour of every day, or how the vacation's going to play out, or how the trip is going to come together, or the visit from family, and what happens? Other things, right? Changes. So here's a story. It happened to me recently. So the flight was delayed, and then it wasn't. Actually, it was, one, delayed, and then two, rescheduled for much later, and then three, rescheduled again for much sooner. And we were still at home based on that first rescheduled time, that original plan that we had, watching all these changes happen, thinking, okay, we will just watch what happens and not head to the airport yet. Were we adaptable, flexible, resilient? Well, not so much. Do those words describe you in the face of change? I like to think that they do me. However, right there in the moment when change happens, like with that flight schedule, maybe not so much. When life springs a change on you, one of those unexpected ones out of left field, how do you respond? Are you stressed or mad? One thing you can count on in life is that change will always, always be happening. It's how you respond to it that makes your life stress-filled or stress-free. No surprise here, your response, it's your choice. Change happens all around us. The company gets bought out, a family member springs some unexpected news, a volunteer quits at the worst time, the department head resigns, and the coach rearranges the lineup. It can happen everywhere, at any time. Our response to it can make or break our day. We can live in acceptance or resistance. We can stress over it, like that surprisingly rescheduled flight, or accept it and trust that we'll catch a later flight if necessary. Now, how we respond may not always be pretty, but know this, you can always change your behavior in the face of change. And it's a skill. It's a skill to be developed, which helps you become more and more successful, more and more flexible, more and more recognizing of the fact that change is inevitable. So here's some ideas to practice with that next curveball. Number one, accept the fact that change is inevitable and it's going to happen. Just know that. That's true. That's a fact of life. Number two, listen and be aware of what the change entails and who it affects and how. Just soak it up and observe what's happening. What does it mean? Number three, ask questions, research, discuss it to better understand what's happening, to discuss the impact. Number four, and get to this point after you've done these first three, be optimistic and think through to possible benefits. Turn it around. Sometimes, yes, change is a shock and we don't like it at first. But work through these steps and become optimistic and think through to the benefits and the positive outcomes in the long run. Number five, remember other changes you've gone through. We all have. You've done it before, you'll do it again. Choose your response to it. Will you resist and live in that stress and that turmoil, or will you accept it on even some small level, working toward bigger and bigger acceptance where you can find peace of mind? Now, if it is a change you absolutely cannot, will not tolerate or adjust to, then it's time for you to decide upon your own changes. Maybe that means a different job, a better relationship, new circumstances. You get to decide. Take time to go through this adjustment process, especially if there's no need for an immediate response. If you have time, you're hearing the news, work yourself through these steps. Think it through and make your choice. And then step seven, trust that you will adjust. We do eventually come around to adjustment, and remember that this upheaval, whatever it is, shall pass. So let me go through those seven steps again. Number one, accept that the fact that change is inevitable. It's going to happen. Number two, listen and be aware of what it all entails, who it affects, and how. Take it all in. Number three, ask some questions. Do some research. Discuss it. Talk it out to better understand what's happening. Number four, be optimistic and turn your thinking around and think about possible benefits and positive outcomes. Number five, remember other changes you've gone through in the past. You did it then, you can do it again. Number six, choose your response. Are you choosing to live in turmoil and stress, or will you choose to be more peaceful and accept it, even on some small level, so that that peace of mind can grow and you can adjust more easily? And then number seven, just trust the process. Know that you will adjust to it. This upheaval, too, shall pass. Oh, and back to the story. We did make it to the airport in time, maybe 30 minutes to spare. The bag arrived later, but the person made it just fine. Adaptable, resilient, flexible. Well, we keep getting better and better. And with each change that you encounter and move through, so will you. It takes practice. It's a skill to develop and choose peace over stress. One more quote I found from Marilyn Monroe, who also has the baseball connection, Joe DiMaggio. She said, "Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together." I love that. So I want to wish you a happy summer. Think about these baseball stories, these baseball terms, curveballs and change-ups, things coming to you out of left field. And remember those seven steps that you can adjust to change. You've done it before. We all do it on some level. Major things happen in our lives. Little things happen at work detours on the road we drive every day, all of that is change that we adapt to. So, as always, if you would like to receive information like this, this wit and wisdom, these practical tools and tips for continuing your success on that journey of life, please sign up for your weekly kick on my website, debbieloosberg.com, where you'll see other resources and services that I offer, such as one-on-one coaching, group discussions, mastermind groups called Dream Teams, and more. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. And remember, there's not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside you, that inner success. You already know what success means to you. Uncover it and start heading toward it. Go after it. Your success starts with you, your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.